Ai, Ramu, ci te ba. The government is making all-out efforts to ensure the safe return of Indian nationals from Iran, and another flight carrying members of the Indian mission is expected to arrive today. Earlier, 110 Indian students evacuated from northern Iran arrived in New Delhi. Talking to media in New Delhi, Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh said that the government has received over 350 requests of Indian citizens in Iran for evacuation.
हमारी गवर्नमेंट पूरी कोशिश करेगी कि जितने भी हमारे देश के लोग हैं ईरान में उनको सबको सेफली ले आने का हम लोगों की बहुत बड़ी जिम्मेदारी है और उसको हम लोग पूरा करेंगे आज भी एक प्लेन जा रहा है फिर से तुर्कमेनिस्तान वहां से अपने इंडियन नेशनल्स को लाने के लिए और जैसे जैसे हमारे ये नंबर्स और रिक्वेस्ट आया करेंगी हम लोग यहां से चार्टर्ड फ्लाइट्स भेजा करेंगे
An Iranian missile hit the main hospital in southern Israel earlier today, causing extensive damage and wounding multiple people as the Israel-Iran conflict escalated with fresh attacks on nuclear facilities and civilian infrastructure. The strike on Soroka Hospital marked a significant escalation in targeting civilian medical facilities, with Israeli media showing footage of blown-out windows and heavy black smoke billowing from the medical complex. Iran's retaliation came after Israel's overnight attack on Iran's Natanz nuclear facility, which the Israeli military claims houses components and equipment used to develop nuclear weapons. Israeli forces also reportedly attacked Iran's Arak heavy water nuclear reactor, which can be used to make the core of an atom bomb. We have a report from our Dubai correspondent.
Iran has launched its 14th wave of attacks on Israel this morning, firing more than 25 missiles in the latest barrage aimed at strategic targets across the country. The Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps claims it successfully struck Israeli Army Cyber Command headquarters and an intelligence center in Gavya. Another missile reportedly hit a high-rise and several residential buildings near Tel Aviv. According to Israel's National Rescue Service, at least 40 people were wounded in the attacks. Reports also indicate that Israeli stock exchange buildings sustained damage as the overall toll of the conflict continues to rise. Israeli authorities now confirm at least 24 fatalities from Iranian strikes so far, with one of the most serious incidents involving a direct hit on the Soroka hospital, the most significant attack on medical infrastructure since the conflict has begun. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
A record 54 Indian institutes have been featured in the QS World University rankings, with the Indian Institute of Technology, IIT Delhi, emerging as the country's top-ranked institute. IIT Delhi's global ranking has seen a significant jump from the earlier 150th position to the current 123rd rank in the latest edition of the rankings of higher education institutions across the world. This is also the highest QS World University ranking achieved so far by the institute. In a social media post, Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan said that from just 11 universities in 2014 to 54 in the latest rankings, this five-fold jump is a testament to the transformative educational reforms ushered under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said that the time has come to reclaim India's linguistic heritage and lead the world with pride in native languages. Speaking at a book launch in New Delhi, Mr. Shah said that the languages of the country are the jewels of its culture. He said that foreign languages cannot capture the essence of Indian culture and history, emphasizing the importance of Indian languages in further strengthening India's cultural identity and history. The minister expressed confidence that they will lead the nation to global prominence by 2047. In the Asian Squash Championships 2025 in Malaysia, India's V. Senthilkumar advanced to the quarterfinals with a 3-0 win over Japan's Tomotaka Endo in Kuching. The world number 45 is now the only Indian remaining in the tournament after beating China's Li Haixian in the previous round. An India Meteorological Department, IMD, predicted extremely heavy rainfall over Jharkhand, Orissa and West Bengal today. Thunderstorm accompanied with lightning and gusty winds is very likely at isolated places over Bihar, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Andaman and Nicobar Islands. Met Department has forecast light rainfall and thunderstorms in the national capital till tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.